Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And Yahweh said to Jacob, Return to the land of your fathers and to your kindred, and I will be with you. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the Elohim of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But Yahweh suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be your wages, then all the cattle bore speckled. And if he said thus and so, the ringstrake shall be your hire, then bore all the cattle ringstraked. Thus Yahweh has taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. And the messenger of Yahweh spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, Here I am. And he said, Lift up now your eyes and see. All the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban does to you. I am the El of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you vowed a vow to me. Now arise, get you out of this land, and return to the land of your kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us, and has quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which Yahweh has taken from our father, that is ours, and our children's. Now then, whatsoever Yahweh has said to you, do. Then Jacob rose up, and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle, and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him, and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And Yahweh came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said to him, Take heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What have you done that you have stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and did not tell me that I might have sent you away with mirth and with songs and with tabret and harp and has not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? You have now done foolishly in doing so. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the Elohim of your father spoke to me yesternight, saying, Take you heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though you would needs be gone, because you sore longed after your father's house, yet wherefore have you stolen my Elohim? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Perhaps you would take my force, your daughters, from me. With whomsoever you find your Elohim, let him not live. Before our brethren discern you, what is yours with me, and take it for yourself. For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and to Leah's tent, and to the two maidservants' tents, but he did not find them. And then he went out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but he did not find them. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my master that I cannot rise up before you, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was angry, and contended with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin that you have so hotly pursued after me? Whereas you have searched all my stuff, what have you found of all my household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and your brethren, that they may judge between us both. This 20 years have I been with you. Your ewes and your she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto you. I bore the loss of it. Of my hand did you require it. whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was, in the day the drought consumed me, in the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your cattle, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Except the Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely you had sent me away now empty. Yahweh has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked you yesternight. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that you see is mine. What can I do this day unto these my daughters, or to their children which they have borne? Now therefore, come you, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be for a witness between me and you. And Jacob took a stone, and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said to his brethren, Gather stones. And they took stones, and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jeger Shahadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between me and you this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, Yahweh, watch between you and I, when we are absent one from another. If you shall afflict my daughters, or if you shall take other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, Yahweh is witness between me and you. And Laban said to Jacob, Behold this heap, and behold this pillar which I have cast between me and you. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to you, and that you shall not pass over this heap and this pillar to me for harm. The Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Nahor, and the Elohim of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread, and they did eat bread, and stayed all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departed, and returned to his place. End of chapter 31.